And we started for Leland on the 12th. Got about 2 miles out away from North Manitou, and the sea was so big you went down in the valleys and you couldn't even see the island. So we turned around and went back. We hung there one more day. And the 13th, we started for home about daylight, I guess it was. And we did make it home. On the 13th of November in 1940. And after that experience, the next trip out, I got about 2 miles out in the water and the wind started to blow a little bit. I didn't have nerve enough to keep on going and come home. After about 6 months, I felt safe on the water again.
Well, I have quite a story that a lot of the people in Leland know about and heard about, but it happened in 1941. Why, we left here at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and heading out into Lake Michigan. We had a little over a two-hour run, and it wasn't too bad a day. Wind out of the northeast, so fairly good sea running, but not bad enough for what we'd have to come home. So, but about an hour and 50 minutes out, I had smelled some gasoline. Running at those days, we had a gas engine. I'd smelled gasoline, wondering where it came from. We had a gas tank up in the front end of the boat. I thought maybe something happened up there. But it didn't. When I got back to the engine, I saw that the gas line had broke off next to the carburetor. I was just going to reach back and turn the switch off when it backfired and ignited the boat. The fire in the boat, so we had one fire extinguisher. Just about had it out, run out of stuff. So that doesn't do any good to put water on gas. It just brings it up a little bit higher in the boat. So there wasn't anything we could do to put it out with. So we decided that we'd have to take to the water, my father and I, which we did with two life preservers. And so we took to the water about 8 o'clock in the morning, and we left the boat. It drifted away from us, and we started out for North Island. And about noon or 1 o'clock, I don't know exactly when, I haven't any idea, only as time went, how I figured it was about that time during the day, my father died from exposure. And I kept him with me then until the Coast Guard boat. We were overdue, and the mail boat from North Manitou Island was looking for us. We found this out later. And the Coast Guard boat from South Manitou went by us, and they said that they were in that area about 1 o'clock in the morning. And when they went by, I couldn't make them hear or see, and so I had to let go of my father then. In the meantime, I was trying to make sure. And of course, knowing this afterwards, why Most everybody was out looking for us. Had one fish boat, Marvy Cook and Percy Guthrie. They went out looking for us, and they went around the south end of North Manitou Island, went all the way around the island. And about 4 o'clock in the morning the next day, they just about ran me down, and it scared the pants off them too, because they didn't expect to hear anybody. And I, just as they went by, I hollered at them, and they found me then, which was 20 hours later. So I was kind of soaked up by that time. But they took me into North Manitou Island. And the mailman brought me home the next day. But the Coast Guard boat found my father at 11 o'clock that next morning. So at least we found him, and I got back all right too. So that's quite an experience. This, by the way, was August the 5th, 1941.
Yeah, one question that was asked is, would you choose fishing if you, to make it your life work again? And I would say that I would, because it was, in lots of ways, it was a good life. We always had something to eat. And this, I guess you, it was probably born into you to be on the water. My father was on the water most of his life, and I spent 50 years on the water. And if I had to make a choice again, I think it would be the same. I would be a commercial fisherman.
Well, being born and raised right on, practically on Lake Michigan or nearby, my grandfather and father being a fisherman. So it was born into you. So I wouldn't want any other kind of life, really. I don't think, if we had to do it over again, I'm sure that I would choose fishing again. Wouldn't be a bit surprised, even in this younger generation. I think my son, I doubt very much whether he'd change. I think it's kind of bred into him too. So I think it's just one of those things that you live by it and you really enjoy it. So I don't think I'd do anything else.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.